Ding dong! Hello!
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun!
How does it go again?
Steer on anyone who's open sleigh.
Hey! Hello, everyone. Oh my gosh, I'm so sick. Sorry.
Why can't I hear myself?
Oh, you can't hear yourself?
I can't hear my. Oh, I hear myself now. Wow.
Oh, can you hear yourself?
Oh my god, my voice is so annoying.
You just figured that out now?
I just kidding. Literally.
Oh my gosh. Welcome to another episode of
Live Laugh Fuck Me.
Yes.
This Christmas.
What's in your coffee?
I don't know, something though.
Something.
Maybe some gum.
Oh my god.
I'm kidding.
That's so gross.
I know, right?
A cup
I guess I'll have to take put a few shots in my coffee in the morning. I'm like, you know, put a few shots of my coffee. I need it to pump me up for the day.
Well, give me a couple pumps too. I need it right now. Is he willing to share? Can you donate?
He probably would. I bet it tastes super good. He's so healthy.
Like pineapple?
Yeah, I hope so. I told him, you should eat some fucking pineapple before we fuck during the holidays. I'm going to be eating pineapples all day, every day. That's for sure.
Shayna's going to have stacks of pineapples.
Oh, yeah, I do. I have like a fridge full. I have like two bags in there only.
Does it actually work though?
I've
never
know.
Tried it.
I don't know. I'm going to have to ask him. I'll let you know.
Okay, get him to...
Well,
it's
going to
be what,
sweet.
Two, like 3 weeks, right? 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, 3 weeks from today.
Okay, tell him to fucking go buy pineapples, eat it every day. You've already started yours.
Yeah, I started
and
mine.
Then fucking test it out and let us know. I actually want to know if it works.
People say online it does, but I don't actually know for sure.
So like, make sure you swallow that shit.
Oh, I'm going to take the
lick
loads.
It off.
I definitely will.
Oh my gosh, that'll be a whole other episode, guys.
Yeah.
If the pineapple bit is true.
I will let you guys know.
She just finished the last few drops of her latte.
My cum coffee.
Oh my god.
Kidding, that's gross. So
gross. Oh my gosh. Today is a special episode because we were going to talk about top 10 ways to make the holidays sexy.
You should have seen his face. Oh my god. Sexier.
Because it's the holiday times. It's a cozy vibe. It's like you want to be inside all day.
Vibes.
When you're inside all day, you want to fuck all day. You just want to be warm. You just want to kept. You want a lot of hugs
Literally.
And kisses. You want to be held. Get a lot of massages.
Oh, yes.
So here we are. We're going to teach. We're not going to teach you. We're going to tell you top 10 ways to have a sexier holiday.
Yeah, these are our top 10 ways.
Yeah. This is like Shayna and Kevin's version.
Yeah, Shayna and Kevin's version. Mine might be a little bit more kinkier.
Yeah, Shayna's one.
This is probably it.
Because Shayna has to start with the first one. Yeah.
I will definitely do this. Okay. Guys, so first one, you got to go look at the Christmas lights in the neighborhoods. You know, like some of the, you know.
Just casually
drive through, walk through, whatever. You know, if it's not too cold, not too tanda, just go to walk through. And, you know, it's like dark at night. So, you know, maybe give him like a handy, turn into a blowy. Make him eat you out from the back, like bend over.
What if there are kids around?
And that's why I said it's dark to go somewhere right now. Can see? Kevin's sick.
Oh my god.
So he has some cum buildup, I think. That's why he got sick.
Oh my gosh. Okay? No, I'm good. I don't know if I'm good.
Yeah, so go through the neighborhood. Like if you're driving or walking, doesn't matter. But if you're driving, park the car, make out a little, do a little few things. Like, it's not like all year round.
Bear Creek Park has lights, right?
Bear Creek Park has lights. You got Van Dusen Gardens. You can walk through Van Dusen. I think I was playing my ex's wee wee a little bit over there. Like I didn't do anything serious. There's a lot of people there, but you know, like it's not all year where we have Christmas lights around. So go do some freaky shit in the Christmas lights. It's beautiful. I love Christmas lights. Go to Richmond Lake. Richmond Lake is one. We just gave you guys a bunch of places.
And I guess like it does make a cute day. Like a drive around.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining.
Cute
so
night.
I'm like driving around with my partner.
Hand on
going through the neighborhoods, right?
Hand on
being, wow, that's beautiful. hand on deck. Just the way I take it slow, okay? I take it slow.
I don't. Consent.
So we're driving slow, admiring all the houses. I'm like, wow, babe, that house is so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I slowly creep my hand to his thigh, not to his dick yet, not like your whole ass.
I'd be running that, bam, my dick, why too hard?
Just have to start at the thigh first, right?
Right, okay.
Rubbing, I'm like, wow, like one of these days, our house is going to be like this or something. Yeah. Some corny shit like that.
Corny shit, right? Yeah.
Some Hallmark shit.
Yeah.
And then that's when I like slowly go up, right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, let's slowly go up. And then like, I feel his dick. And then it gets harder and harder. Then we pull over to the side. I'm asking you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, for me, if his dick is not hard, I'm going to be pissed. I'm like, why isn't your dick hard? You should be hard from the moment I touch your leg. I'm just kidding. So, yeah, work your way up.
And then touch pull
the
over.
And then pull over. Exactly. Okay. And then from there, then, start making out.
Okay.
Right? Start making out. Start rubbing that dick.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's going to put his hand in your pants, I've rubbing your pussy.
Dick in a car.
Or you for a dick. Before. It's even for you. You never sucked dick in a car?
No.
You're lame. It's fun.
I know. I'm so lame. One time I asked to get head in the car and they said no. I'm like, you're fucking lame.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, I've just got my dick touched over the pants though.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. That doesn't count.
Poor guy.
Right? Maybe this holiday season.
Yeah. No, I've done in the car for sure, but during the holidays, ooh, even better.
Okay.
It's spicy.
That's number one.
That's number one.
Numero one.
Numero one.
Numero two. Number two. Okay. Number two is wear some sexy lingerie.
Yeah.
So like get your, you know, like get some, like for girls, you know, like look for whites, greens, reds, something like that. Mm-hmm. Like I'm thinking,
sexy
or like,
colors.
Yeah, sexy colors.
Green, I love green.
Green is so hot. Yeah. Green is really coming in,
yeah,
by the way.
It is.
It's really coming in. For my fellas out there, like I think like sexy, like silky boxers or something, yeah. Like pajama style.
Or a thong.
Yeah. Oh.
Some dudes like that shit.
Yeah,
right?
They're so annoying.
Don't you have thongs?
Yeah, I fucking got traumatized the first time I've ever worn one. Remember that night?
Yeah.
But if that's that's your thing. I think I think it's because
Kevin was dancing at the bar, his thong was showing.
It was so bad. That was the funnest night ever, though.
That was so fun.
So fun.
Yeah.
But definitely buy some sexy lingerie. Yeah. There's like lots out there.
There is a lot. But one thing is like I haven't properly looked, but I really want to get like, you know, like a little cute sexy Santa's helper outfit.
Yeah, that's fucking hot.
Right? If you guys know where to get one of those, let us know. Please DM me and let me know.
Yeah, Amazon.
Amazon probably
should have them.
They're probably cheap quality. You have to look, yeah.
Costume store.
Oh, yeah, costume store.
There has to be, like, a little Santa helper.
So they can, like, just lift up your skirt, like, bam, let's fuck in the kitchen, you know?
Would you be, like, an elf?
No, I don't want to be an elf. I want to be, like, Santa's helper. Like, Mrs. Claus, you know?
This is
my titties out and, like, you know?
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Yeah. Ho, ho, ho. Fuck me. Benny over in the kitchen. While I'm cooking a steak.
Oh my gosh. You guys, I promise we're going to start recording ourselves soon. That is going to be our New Year's resolution.
Kevin like stuck his ass over there. I was like, ha, ha. Oh, you sick fuck. I love it.
Oh my God. So number two, buy some sexy lingerie.
Yes. Number three.
Our favorite.
Sex in the mountains. Dude, mountain sex, Kevin, come on. The first time you told me about it and we went that weekend,
Ooh-wee,
it was good. Ooh-wee. It's something in the air, right?
It's something in the fucking air. Like,
yeah.
Plan a mountain getaway.
Yeah.
Honestly, plan. It's like the best getaway. For me, it's mountains over beaches.
Yeah, same.
With your partner, it's something different.
Yeah, I want a house in the mountains for sure. I've always wanted a house in Whistler. That's like, you know. I think definitely mountains over beaches for sure. And also like during the holidays, because it's the holidays, right? So you like, some people want to be summer hot. That's cool. But it's winter. You want to be like, and like in the mountains in a cabin having sex in a hotel. We were in a nice like kind of cabin-y, was it? What was it?
Yeah, we were in a... We were like in a hotel, but it's one of those hotels that's like owner owned, like where it's like condos basically. Yeah.
And it was like logs.
So lodgy.
It was, like, oh my God,
it was
lodgy.
So, and remember that big fireplace in the middle?
I remember.
And we had two different wings. Like I had one wing, you and your man had another wing.
Yeah.
That's when like Shada came into her room and was like, yo, I got my ass eaten. Or did you say that you ate someone's ass?
He ate my ass.
Yeah.
He just finger my pussy, and then eating my ass. Oh my God, it was fucking amazing.
The whole triple thing.
Yeah.
But it's the mountain air, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Oh, it was the mountain air. Oh, it was amazing.
It's that fresh air, but definitely plan a mountain getaway. There's nothing more cozier, more romantic, nothing more cute than planning like a lodgy mountain getaway. Like there's a fireplace, be in your robes all day, you know, like grab a couple bottle of wines if you can. Nice security board, you know, like have some game boards out there. Honestly, it's the best getaway without any distractions and it's like cozy. You don't even want to leave your place. So definitely do get a fucking mountain. Book the fucking mountain getaway.
Book that mountain getaway.
BC residents, Whistler is beautiful. Yeah. If you live in Alberta, Canmore, Banff, you're literally surrounded by mountains.
So amazing. Yeah.
And if you're anywhere else around the world, I'm sure you can find a mountain near you. Yeah. And if you can, let us know. We'll Google it for you.
Yeah, straight up, honestly. Oh, I highly recommend it. Please do it, guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
So book that mountain getaway.
Yeah.
Number four. Oh my gosh. This is kind of like similar, but plan like a cute snow day in, you know? It's so cute sometimes when like you guys have like nothing to do. Even on a like random work day, like call in sick. Like fuck it. Just like look at each other like let's fucking call in sick and just like fuck all day.
Literally.
And just be cozy and cute,
fucking
you know?
Eat and watch movies all day.
Especially mostly when you have kids and like they're gonna go to school.
Yeah, that's right? Perfect. Yeah, yeah, you parents out there, if your kids are literally school, take a snow day. Like stay home, fuck, do some freaky shit, things you haven't done before.
Yeah.
Just like chill and relax and like watch movies, watch TV, have sex, have shower sex, make them come everywhere, in your ass, in your face, whatever you want. Make her come on your face, you know?
Just everywhere.
Wash them sheets later.
Yeah, but definitely plan a snow day.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to do that.
I know.
It sounds amazing.
You can do cute things, even build a snowman together. Yeah. Make some snow angels.
What the fuck?
Go for a nice
get out of here. Like, get inside of the bedroom. You want to build a snow angel? Build it in bed. Fucking build this shit outside.
Do you want to build a snow bed? So, have a snow day.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a fucking snow day.
Yeah, snow days are dope. Sex day, okay? I would say the next, another next good one would be bake naked.
Yes.
So, wear aprons. You don't, not just bake and cook, but baking is like a Christmas thing. You know, like, I never bake until it comes to Christmas time. I'm baking.
Yeah.
So,
I
it's
love
for my
baking
family
during Christmas.
Yeah, just wear like aprons and that's it. And then, you know, bake, fuck. When the cookies are in the oven, fuck. And then when they're out of the oven, eat them and then fuck again. Yeah.
Just bake with aprons on. But baking together would be so cute.
Yeah. Christmas aprons, that's cute.
Yeah. Get some Christmas aprons, get some music playing in there.
Yeah.
You know, like plan what you guys are gonna bake together.
All I want for Christmas is you. Like play some of that shit.
I listen to Shayna's voice singing all day.
Do
I don't
have a good
know
voice? Uh-huh. My boyfriend asked me today, he's like, I think you have a good singing voice. I was like, I don't know. Some people say I do. I was like, I don't think so.
No.
I swear you told me I do, bitch. You told me multiple times.
You know how to rap.
Whatever. You my ass. You lied to me. I'm just kidding. I do know how to rap.
Okay, sing for us now.
I don't know. I can't.
I'm
on the spot. All I want for Christmas is you. That's horrible.
You guys let us know if that
is good. Yeah, let us know. Sing.
But like, yes, definitely like do that. Like imagine like coming home from work.
Yeah.
And like, and you know your person's coming, like you're in an apron.
Coming.
Like naked. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Sorry. I had phone sex this morning. Oh, it was the greatest thing in the world.
If you need extra frosting, go to Shayna. Yeah. She has plenty of it.
Plenty of it, that's for sure.
But yes, we think that baking would be a cute idea.
Yeah, very cute idea. I like
that. Make it flirty and sexy.
Yeah.
The next one, so number six, is plan a cute date night at a cocktail bar. There's so many cute cocktail bars right now that are so Christmassy. There's like places with like someone playing the piano.
Yeah.
There's like Christmas decorations all around. There's like cute like signature Christmas cocktail drinks.
Yeah.
Like all of that stuff. Like I had a couple come in last week, and this is an idea that they just presented to us, but they came in last week and I was like, oh, how's your day and stuff? Like good. We're just about to go hop a few bars for some cocktails for Christmas. I'm like, oh, like that like actually happens, like yeah, like it happens every year, like we just go like bar to bar.
So sick.
And so many bars have like signature cocktails, so like I think that's really cute.
I think that's so fun and so cute. Like I don't drink, but like honestly I would love to go like hop to different, because the theme, like it's just like how it's decorated and like the Christmas like festivities, and, like it just feels like Christmas, especially downtown here in Vancouver. Oh my god, and they have the big tree up there too. Definitely.
Christmas, right now Christmas is looking so cute in Vancouver. Oh, like lights up and like everyone's just like,
I'm gonna go underneath that tree and fuck the big one. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
First you're gonna go look at Christmas lights and then you're gonna go under the tree and
fuck
there.
That's the plan. Number seven would be naughty Christmas gifts. So naughty Christmas gifts would be like shit, like, you know, adding some sex coupons in the stockings, you know, like I would write something on there like one free head suck in underneath the Christmas tree, or like one free come in my asshole on Christmas Day. Take it on Christmas Day. Oh bam, I get to come in your ass today.
You've been obsessed with cum a lot today, haven't you?
I told you I phone sex this morning. It was the best ever. Like, literally. Like, I'm not even kidding. I can't even, like, stop thinking about it. I think it was so good. But yeah. Yeah, so naughty Christmas, like, you know, sex coupons. I think the sex coupons are
I love that idea.
People actually put in, like, a jar, like 25 in a jar, 15 in a jar, like, different, like, things. And you can give that as a gift if you want, right? But things like erotic foreplay, like, try some new shit with the foreplay, you know? Like, use a pussy pocket on your man and jerking that dick. Things like that. But yeah, like lingerie, edible lingerie. So there's edible lingerie. I've never tried it before, but I think that'd be cool.
Is it like with those, like, you know, like those rocket candies or something?
I don't know if it's that or if it's like, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Like those.
No, it's not. I don't think it is. I think it's actually like lingerie that, like, will be like, if you maybe try to eat it, it'll like melt in your mouth like candy.
Like Twizzlers, so. Like wrapped around.
Yeah. I think like that, like a thong. Yeah, I think so.
Imagine sugar. If it was like.
What if it's chocolate? No, because it'd melt in your body. Ew. Chocolate. That'd be gross.
Actually, no. People use chocolate, like they lick chocolate off each other and stuff.
Do they? Oh yeah, yeah. That's a kinky thing.
Yeah, but sex. I think like naughty Christmas gifts, like also shopping together with your partner or whoever.
Yeah.
Going together, getting some new toys, like a fucking dildo. I don't know, cock rings. I don't know. Honestly, I need to know more about sex toys. But I think that'd be fun, like to do that, because then that way, like. Fucking end your year off with a big bang, you know? Like, do things that you haven't done before. So just like go to the store, explore it. Till this day, like every time, I remember like when I used to go, like, remember as like younger, like when you're like 19, would go into the store and like, oh my God, this is it. Then you like walk out, like, what was that? Yeah. It's so fucked.
You know what I asked for my naughty Christmas gift? I actually asked for one.
Oh, what? I think he told me.
The vibrating panties. Yeah. Because he really wants to get there. I was like, yeah, fucking get it.
The one where you can control it, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's what I'm getting for this Christmas, guys. I'll let you know how it goes. Like, like, hopefully it's not loud. He's like, I'm going to turn it on when you're with your parents. I was like, no.
God.
He's like, okay, so I'm going to turn it on when we're at dinner or in public somewhere, like shopping. And I'm going to turn it on, just look at your face when you're about to come. I was like, no. So hot, right? I love that shit.
Your panties are gonna be so, because you don't like,
that's why I wear panties all the time now. I never used to wear fucking underwear, and I'm like, I have to wear them all the time because we're always fucking saying dirty shit to show that I'm always wet. So I'm like, damn. You asked me today, he's like, are you wearing underwear? Like, we're in a deep conversation, all of a sudden, are you wearing underwear? I'm like, yeah, obviously, because you have to. So yeah, definitely getting that naughty Christmas gift. I can't wait.
And I like the coupons too.
Yeah, I like the coupons too.
Like a buy one get one, right? Like buy one.
Kevin's always like for deals,
one,
guys.
Buy one hand job. Two dicks for one.
Kevin wants two dicks for one.
Two dicks for one.
Would you do that? Like, what if it was a Christmas gift? Oh, babe, I'm bringing it in at someone else.
No, fuck no? That. Okay. No, I can't. I can't do a threesome. One dick is enough. Two of them is too much.
That's what I thought, because it was a fantasy.
Like, I
did like
back and forth. Yeah. Like, oh, it's too much.
Right? Yeah, I can't. Actually, never.
And technically, it's three, because it's including mine. Three penis in one room? Not for me. Not for me.
Yeah,
that's why I would. That's
orgies,
why I would do like. That's why I would do a threesome with like a straight couple.
A straight couple. Oh, yeah. Wow. You would.
That I would do.
So you'd like eat the girl out of shit?
Yeah, yeah. I would for sure.
Wow,
yeah,
that's hot.
Yeah. I've eaten pussy once. It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. We're
it was interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I was like fingering, eating it. I'm like, oh, this is actually pretty cool. And it tasted good.
I love that. Yeah.
It was a nice one too. I think it was nice. Yeah. Yeah. They all come in shapes and sizes, right? But it's all good. But the one I had in general was good.
Yeah. That's
but
good.
Yeah. But does three, two dicks.
Yeah,
I don't think I can
two
do that.
Much,
but I love,
right?
I love watching it. I think group sex is hot.
Oh yeah,
yeah, threesomes. Yeah, oh, so
like
hot. Born,
oh yeah, I like watching threesomes too.
Yeah,
yeah, but nothing more than that. Yeah. Too much. There's too much stimulation here.
Too much stimulation.
I don't like this.
What other coupons can you be, like, examples of coupons? Like a free blow job. You can do like sex in the morning or like even afternoon sex. A coupon for afternoon sex.
Sex in the car.
Buy one hand job, get a blowjob for free. Yeah. I don't know.
Buy one hand job, get one blowjob for free. That's a good one.
Get your pussy eaten now.
Or
get
let's
your
fuck at our parents' house at Christmas dinner. Yeah. Like, go in the bathroom, quickly fuck. Like, yeah. I would do that shit for sure.
Those coupons would be so cute if you can do that.
Yeah, that is. It is cute.
And
like
you
that.
Can and put those coupons, no expiry, valid at any time.
Yeah.
Valid at any time, bitches. So
I would
you
be
can
a bitch
pull one out.
Expire this. Yeah.
Even when you're angry, like, nope, this says anytime.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And no refunds.
Yeah. No refunds. Oh my God, I love it.
Put that on there. The naughty Christmas gifts.
Love that one. Number eight is try new things in bed.
Yes.
Yeah, I think those are your ones. Sorry.
Huh?
I think that was your
Oh, is it? Oh, it's mine?
Yeah.
Try. So number eight, try new things in bed. So it's the end of the year, you know, like it's been a long fucking year. It's the month 12, yeah. Like time flies by, you know, like just time flies. We all always say that, oh my God, where did December come? Where did December come? Where did this year go? Yeah. So reflect on that year in bed. What the fuck have you guys done in bed? Has it been boring? Has it just been vanilla? Yeah. Like, what, don't you want to like spice it up a bit before the fucking year ends? Yeah. Imagine entering the year like that, like 2023, like having all those, that crazy intimacy, like things you haven't tried before. True. That's a good way to fucking enter the year, you know? You want to get your asshole licked this time? Get your asshole licked. If you want to get fucked up the butthole, get fucked up the butthole.
Tongue up the butt.
If you want to wear vibrating panties, wear vibrating panties. If you want to do the shocker, do that. If you
want to
have your first three, do that. Do anything that you and you've been like thinking about, like fantasizing about, like you know, like even like when you know how people make like fun jokes, oh that would be fun, then also like no, I can't do that. Like, bring that shit up.
Yeah,
end the year off with a bang. So try new things.
Yes, I love that. Yeah, so good. You're like, we're gonna do this, you're gonna do that. I love it. You're just
try
so
new
into
things.
It.
Yeah,
that's a good because you're gonna try new year. Things. Oh yeah, I'm trying so many new things this year. I'm very excited.
Oh, this is gonna be a good episode when Shayna's bad comes, because after that,
I'm nervous. My butthole's nervous. The man likes the booty, you know.
Yeah. Well, look at your booty. Stuff. It's fucking getting plump. That's for sure. The
no,
squats at the gym.
Not. It's not big enough. It's
I've seen it
big.
When I grabbed, when I smacked it.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Kevin, for the.
I always check Shayna's butt, by the way.
To make sure
she's
it's
always
growing?
Like, she's always like, is it growing? I'm like, yeah, it's firming up.
Thanks, I love you. You're the best. Yeah, no, I definitely have a lot to share because I'm trying a lot of new things during these holidays. I'm fucking excited.
Try new things.
Try new things, guys.
End the year off, man.
End the year with a bang.
I'm gonna fucking have my first orgy. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you are.
I'm gonna have sex with a girl.
Do it.
Nothing's gonna work.
I know. That's hilarious.
Who am I kidding? I'm in bed by like 10 o'clock every night.
Same.
Okay, number 9.
Sorry. head under the mistletoe instead of a kiss. So put a mistletoe up in the house instead of a kiss. Suck his dick. Or for her, get eater out. So I was telling Kevin. Kevin's like, oh, but for girls, it's not head. Like, we'd have to write eater out. I was like, no, it's like, it actually is head. Like, that's what they call it. And
that's the
I didn't
first
realize
I've ever
that.
Heard that.
Yeah. So I didn't realize it until like a couple of years ago, like 2 or 3 years ago. And I noticed like, they're like they sing in rap songs and stuff. And they say like, oh, give her head and stuff.
Yeah.
And they, like it is. Yeah. Giving like a girl apparently is they call it head. But I think it's like a weird way to say it. Cause I think it's more for guy. For me, it's like a guy. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm
yeah.
Head.
Cause that's what you
so like, oh, give
hear
me
it
head.
More often.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, give me head ho. Like, or give me head bit. Like, you know, things like that. So I'm like, oh, but apparently, yeah, it's like it's the same thing. Giving head is like eating her out or giving him sucking his dick. But anyways, just an idea, like, you know, under the mistletoe.
So put a mistletoe.
Suck that.
Get on your knees.
Yeah, get on your knees.
You want your ass in.
Whip those
then
boxers
bend,
down.
Then turn knees. Around and bend over.
Yeah, bend
any
over.
Any sort of oral.
Yeah,
just don't kiss eating. Them. That's boring.
That's boring.
Boring. Put a mistletoe under each fucking
boring.
Wing of the house.
Literally, right? Oh, I remember. Okay, so I'm like, I love Christmas.
Yeah.
So I
you
fucking
love
Christmas. And I always wanted like a romantic Christmas with like a partner like I really love and all that. I'm finally getting that this year. But I remember that year in Calgary when we had the pandemic and I was alone in that apartment in New Era.
Oh yeah.
I tried to find a mistletoe because my fuck buddy at that time, Zanny Man, was gonna come by and he did. And I tried to find a mistletoe for so long everywhere online. I was looking for like a month. I was like, I just want a mistletoe so I can kiss my man on the mistletoe. I can kiss Kevin or Jordan underneath the mistletoe, you know? Like I wanted one to like kiss. So I was like, oh, I need to find one, right? Because we're the only ones who hang out. And then I found one from fucking Amazon and it
I
broke.
Remember
and it broke.
It wasn't meant to be.
It wasn't meant to be.
It wasn't meant to
I
be.
It wasn't meant to be. So I was like, fuck this. Yeah, and I threw it away. I didn't even return it. But yeah.
I remember that. I came
yeah,
over.
I wanted one so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, see how corny I am?
I love it, though.
I'm going to get one and put it up here.
I love
so
how corny you are.
So all of us have to kiss each other right underneath there.
Mwah,
mwah,
mwah.
Kevin
no.
used to kiss me all the time, dick. You don't even
you haven't
give me
kissed me in
anymore.
A while.
I don't want to kiss you anymore.
No, you would kiss me, though. I'm sick
I
right now.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, I'd make out with you. No problem. Just kidding.
I'm taken now, sorry, but yeah.
Okay,
that's a good one though.
I like that one.
Yeah.
So freak it up under a mistletoe.
Yeah,
freak it up.
Freak it up.
Oh my god! Last but not least, number 10. This is a what?
I like this one a lot.
I know this one's hot. Have sex under the Christmas tree or by the fireplace.
Fuck yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very sexy for
yeah.
Christmas.
Very oh. sexy. So romantic.
Yeah. Like, how do you fit underneath the Christmas tree?
Like, I know. I was
like,
literally
the
just
tree.
Thinking. I think
so
by the
sex beside the Christmas tree, we'll say.
Yeah, trim the tree.
Yeah.
enough space.
Or put a box underneath it. Like I had big one or a chair and put it on there. The tree. Hopefully the ornaments don't fall off. And then just fuck underneath it.
Can you imagine just like someone actually like tripped down the tree?
Yeah.
Jane and Kevin told us to have sex around the Christmas tree.
I heard another pod. That'd be good.
That yeah. So buy the Christmas tree, buy whatever. Tree, but like
fireplace. Make sure you don't burn
fireplace.
Your, you know, don't burn the hairs in your vagina or your dick. If you don't trim, if you're one of those people, like if you're by the fireplace, be careful.
So don't have sex in the fireplace.
Yeah, not in the fireplace, or right close to it, a little further away.
But like having a blanket on the floor, you know, like
yeah.
laying there watching maybe a cute movie or something, and then
fuck
just
the movie,
like,
eat my ass.
You like to get straight to the point, right?
Oh yeah, straight to the point.
Ooh, I like to ease into things.
I know.
Yeah.
Dude, I've like so many times guys have told me like slow down. And yeah. I'm like, oh okay, sorry. Like I can't slow down. My mind's like,
you're like dick now, dick now, dick now. In me now, in me
now.
Bang, bang, bang.
Oh god.
Oh my gosh. So that was our last tip. Or 10 ways to make your holiday
yeah.
sexier. Fuck yes.
Those
I love doing
ones.
This. It's been a while since we've done a pod like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has.
Yeah. And like, I fucking love it. So.
Me too.
Those are our top
Some
10
sexy
ways.
Ones.
Yes. Those are good ones. We always have good advice and good tips. Like, what are you talking about?
Of course, because we're too horny fucks. We're wild as fuck. And we have good ideas and thoughts, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're creative
it's
as
good
fuck.
Team.
Yeah. But if you guys have any other tips and, you know, ideas for us, let us know what are your ways to make the holiday sexy.
Yeah, we would
think.
Love to
yeah.
know.
We'd love to know. It's good to share all these together because we might have some things we didn't even think of.
And stay tuned because for our little Christmas, what we want to do is we want to give a little getaway. So stay tuned. Getaway, yeah. not
giveaway.
A getaway. Sorry, giveaway. We got money for a getaway.
Yeah,
soon, though, hopefully
getaway.
Soon. Scratch that.
Yeah, a giveaway.
For a giveaway. And so stay tuned for that. We're excited to get that package together. You're going to get some good stuff, whoever the winner is. You're also going to get a free burp from Shayna.
Sorry.
Captured in a jar.
Literally. Sorry, it's a Starbucks.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but those are our top 10 ways to make your holiday sexier.
Yeah, I love it.
Ooh, do you feel
I can't
sexy
wait.
Now?
Yeah, I do. I can't wait for the holidays. Stop. You're on one.
You're on one.
You're on one.
You're on one. Oh my god, you need to go now. I have to go take my medication, go to bed.
Yeah, pill popper.
You need to. I don't know. Yeah, you need to.
That's what I need to do.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for all your support and love, guys. Remember to share our pod, like our pod. Give us a comment, give us a rating, share with your friends.
Follow and subscribe as well.
And that too. Whoa, where did that come from?
Me and my boyfriend have been talking in accents all day.
Did you guys hear that? Shayna said boyfriend. I'm just
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, my man.
Oh, stay tuned for that episode too.
Yeah. Ooh,
we got lots coming. Anyways, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God.